Welcome to the Outreach Mass. O my God, I come before you with all my restrictions and my pain. I ask you to have mercy on your servant. Be my companion in my sorrows, my hope in my anguish, and my friend in my joy. In this Outreach Mass, grant me the grace to hear your word and worship your Son at Holy Communion. Bless my neighbors. Bless those who provide the Outreach Mass. Bless the Diocese of Lansing and all who, through their prayers and support, make this televised Mass possible. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Brothers and sisters, we have quite the gospel to unpack today. I want to thank Deacon Jim for reading that gospel so well, because it's really a beautiful, beautiful place to reflect. And I love this gospel so much because I can so easily put myself into the shoes of the people in this particular gospel. I can imagine myself as that young man, as that lawyer, scholar of the law, coming up to Jesus and asking, "What, Lord, do I have to do to inherit eternal life?" It's an important question, right? Everything rests on that. What must I do to inherit eternal life? Testing Jesus, trying to find out what is it that will bring me eternal life. I can put myself in the shoes of the Samaritan, picking up people, those who are struggling on the way. I could even imagine myself as the innkeeper, watching this scene unfold, watching the pity of this stranger helping another stranger. Or in the shoes of Jesus, telling this beautiful story and proclaiming this gospel. I could even put myself in the shoes of the robbers, attacking the man half dead. Or I can put myself in the shoes of the man beaten there on the side of the road, without even the strength left to ask for help, to cry out for mercy. All of these characters are important in our gospel today. Every single one of them has a place where we can be and can reflect with the Lord. And I would invite you to do so, to take time with this gospel. Put yourself in the shoes of the characters. Let yourself work through the different parts of the story. But something striking about this gospel is how everything stops. The Good Samaritan stops. He has no obligation to stop. The Levite and the priest, they're too busy. They have something else going. They keep going. One man stops for another. And that's the Good Samaritan, the real hero in our story today. We are encouraged. We are invited by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to stop for Jesus and to stop for each other. Yes, we lead busy lives. Yes, there are always things we can be doing. But we are invited to stop, to make time for the most important things in our life. Giving time to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to transform us, to transform our hearts in prayer, and stopping to love the least of these, to love our brothers and sisters in need. We have to stop. And the world doesn't like it. There are repercussions. There is cost for stopping. The Good Samaritan has to walk because the man is on his own animal. The Good Samaritan has to give money. He has to trust that the innkeeper doesn't take advantage of him and charge too much on his return. But he stops. Brothers and sisters, this is none other than the figure of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who stops for you. You, Yes, you. You, spiritually, are that man on the side of the road who so desperately needs the love of God. To inherit eternal life is to be saved by Jesus Christ. And praised be God, he stops for you, and he stops for me. He pays the price. He paid the price with his own blood, and he stops for us. And he doesn't just stop for us. He tells us to do the same. Go and do likewise. I'd like to bring in another story at this point. Someone who knew the Lord very well and who was very good at stopping. Someone who knew that the busyness of life and the world's pressures were not worth pursuing in comparison to knowing that I'm loved and saved by Jesus Christ. This young lady once said, "It is not necessary to change to believe in God's love. It is belief in God's love that will change you." As a young woman in Eastern Europe, she gave up everything she had and joined a missionary order, began to teach children in India. She gave up everything to follow the Lord. And then, not long after, she gave it all up again when she received a special call from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to do something particular, to step out in faith and trust. And so she left it all again behind for our Lord. And she went to Calcutta, a city of 13 million people. And she went there alone and penniless, trusting in our Lord that he would take care of her. And when she got there, she didn't make big plans. She didn't start finding donors. You know what she did? She stopped. She stopped for one dying man in the street and picked him up. He was filthy and thrown out by the world. He was beaten down and not even crying out for help. He was so sick, just like our man in the gospel. Beaten down, cast out by the world, told by the world that he's something to be thrown away. Brothers and sisters, this woman knew that she was not someone to be thrown away. She knew this man was not someone to be thrown away. She knew that in the eyes of Jesus Christ, you are always someone. We do not need to listen to the words, the world's call, that I have to be someone. I have to do something, make something of myself. You are something in the eyes of Jesus Christ. You are eternally precious in his eyes. And this young woman knew that. She knew that deeply, and she lived out of that love. And so she picked up this man, rejected and despised by all, and she began Mother Teresa's Home for the Dying. Since then, thousands upon thousands have gone to meet God through that home, knowing that they are loved. They've gone from rejection by the world, from being treated as something to be thrown away, to the eternal truth that you have dignity in God's eyes, and God stops for you. Brothers and sisters, we have come to believe in the love God has for us, and that love transforms our hearts, and it's meant to transform the hearts of other people. But it doesn't happen without those words at the end of the gospel. Go and do likewise. Each and every one of us is called to live in God's love, to receive that love, and then to live it out, to give it to other people. If we are the body of Christ, why aren't his hands reaching? We are called to bring the love to others that God has poured out into our hearts. Live in God's love and go and do likewise. Live in God's love, go and do likewise. I'd like to close with some wisdom from that young lady, Mother Teresa, now a saint of the Catholic Church, a canonized saint. I'd like to close with some wisdom. People are often unreasonable, irrational, and self-centered. Forgive them anyway. If you are kind, people may accuse you of selfish, ulterior motives. Be kind anyway. If you are successful, you will win some unfaithful friends and some genuine enemies. Succeed anyway. If you are honest and sincere, people may deceive you. Be honest and sincere anyway. What you spend years creating, others could destroy overnight. Create anyway. If you find serenity and happiness, some may be jealous. Be happy anyway. The good you do today will often be forgotten. Do good anyway. Give the best you have, and it will never be enough. Give your best anyway. In the final analysis, it is between you and God. It was never between you and them anyway. Live in God's love. Go and do likewise.